that even that is not suitable for the Alabama state law.
No, because the only way that you can test for CWD is send lymph nodes off and have them tested. There is no live animal test. You can't look at a deer and tell. So, no, we're not taking any chances. The first year Wisconsin had came down with CWD, their license sales was down 50%.
Whoa.
We'd have to close our doors because that's the only way that we have money to function is people buying hunting license. So that is the scariest thing that we are facing, in my opinion, for the next 10 years is going to be what to do with CWD, how to keep it out of here. We're testing deer. We probably tested 500 deer last year, hunter harvested deer. Deer that, I mean, you've been with us when we're collecting our fetal collections and cooks over there on the side, cutting the head off, taking the lymph nodes out. We're actively checking the state from one end to the other one to make sure we're doing everything we can, but we can't be everywhere at one time. And hunters are going to have to step up and help us.
But I also think that that taxidermists, the processors, somebody's got to take a bigger role in this than just the individual. I mean, the individual's got to know it, but I think the processors and the taxidermists, because they've got to know.
And we did have quite a few calls from taxidermists and processors wanting to know. We've given them those map posters to put up where their clientele understands.
Well, good. We need to keep the heat on them.
If y'all want to be a part of the show, pick up the phone and call us, 240-9230 outside the Montgomery area, 1-800-239-9544. Cast and Blast Outdoors right here on Sports Radio 740 and the Power Pig 101.1 FM.
Buckmasters Expo, August 18th through 20th. Admission is free with a can of food. Kids 12 and under free. Shop more than 300 booths from the biggest names in the hunting industry. New outdoor attractions. Meet Chipper Jones, Matt Duff, David Blanton. And Saturday only see Bill Jordan, Nick Mudd, and NASCAR's Elliott Sadler in the Nationwide booth from 2 to 4. Watch top archers compete. Free riverboat rides Saturday and Sunday. It's the Buckmasters Expo at the Montgomery Convention Center. A hunting event for the entire family.
Fishing, gardening, or just a hot cup of coffee. These are among life's simple pleasures. With a life insurance plan from Alpha, you can relax and enjoy the good things in life, knowing your family is protected. For a customized plan built just for you by a friendly hometown agent, call Alpha in Montgomery Pike Road. Call Agent Scott Strickland at 288-0375 or stop by the office at 2108 East South Boulevard.
About every 5 minutes, a player wins a jackpot at a Wind Creek property. So you do the math. No, wait, I'll do the math. You're probably driving or something. If not, you're going to want to jump in your car because that's around 12 jackpots an hour and 288 jackpots a day. Keep one eye on the road and the other on the clock because every 5 minutes until you get here, ding, 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 goes the sound of someone else winning instead of you. Find your winning moment at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel at
Walter Craig, the Sportsman's Headquarters on the Northeastern Bypass, has everything you need, small or large, to bag your game of choice. Guns? No problem. Over 3,000 in stock. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, and even the most sophisticated ARs. If you're looking for hunting supplies, don't go where they specialize in selling tennis shoes. Go to Walter Craig, the Sportsman's Headquarters, at 1201 Northeastern Bypass, or call 396-5297. Walter Craig, your Sportsman's Headquarters.
Deer season is over, and there's no better time to join QDMA, the Quality Deer Management Association. QDMA is a nonprofit that promotes deer hunting and wildlife habitat. Membership, $35 a year. You receive 6 issues of Quality Whitetail Magazine, the first and only magazine to focus exclusively on whitetail herd and habitat management. And as a bonus, you'll receive a QDMA logo hat and a killer grunt call to bring that big buck in next season. Become a member of the greatest whitetail organization out there. Go to QDMA.com. And join today.
It's the 24th Buckmasters Expo, August 18th through 20th. Admission is free with a can of food. Kids 12 and under free. Shop more than 300 booths from the biggest biggest names in the hunting industry. New outdoor attractions. Meet Chipper Jones, Matt Duff, David Blanton. And Saturday only, see Bill Jordan, Nick Mott, and NASCAR's Elliott Sadler in the Nationwide booth from 2 to 4. Watch top archers compete. Free riverboat rides Saturday and Sunday. It's the Buckmasters Expo at the Montgomery Convention Center. A hunting event for the entire family.
All right, guys, gather around. Let me tell you something. Tonight, you're up against it. Yeah. It's going to be you against you. And who you going to be, huh? You going to be that guy who missed it? No. You going to be that guy who had to turn in early because he had to go to work in the morning? No, you don't want to be that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy. That guy will never get to say, oh, I was there.
No, he won't.
That guy will never buy a round of Budweiser's for the whole bar. We love that guy.
Yeah, we do.
That guy is not the guy who strangers high five on the street. Boy, you got to go out. You got to crack open some ice cold buds and pass the love around. Because missing the greatest night of your life is just too much regret for any one man to carry. Why are you still sitting here? Great times are waiting. Grab some buds!
Please drink responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing and Restoration. Capital City does small to large jobs with enough references to ease anyone about quality craftsmanship. Our sister company, Capital City Restorations, is your one-stop shop in construction that can take care of all of your remodeling needs, and you only have to deal with one contractor to handle everything. So if you plan on having any roofing or remodeling done, then give us a call today, 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing, we capitalize the roofing industry.
You ever think about investing in land, I mean real land, where trees grow tall and wildlife roams free? My name is Jerry Joe Ingram with National Land, and we specialize in land brokerage of timber, agriculture, and hunting recreation properties. Whether you are selling your property or interested in purchasing, let our team of land professionals use the latest techniques to help you make the best informed land decisions. Let us help you find the right property at the right price. Give me a call at 334-300-4273 or visit National. Land.com.
Good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to Cast and Blast Outdoors on this beautiful Saturday morning. Y'all give us a call, 240-9230 down on the Power Pig. The number is 1-800-239-9544. Y'all wake up down there and give us a call.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful day here in the great state of Alabama. Typical August day in Alabama. I believe the high, though, Rob's only going to get to like 92, 93 today, but it's humid outside.
You know, a week ago today, they predicted it was like a 50% chance of rain. It went down to 20.
That's fine, man. We don't need any more rain.
Yeah,
that's
we
what
do.
I'm. No, Rob, I'm telling you, us in Mississippi, we've been getting deluged with rain. We got Chuck Sykes in the house, Director of Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries. Been talking a little bit about game check. We've been talking about the baiting bill. Important issues in the great state of Alabama. Rob, you got him another question lined up?
Man, I got two or three questions lined up for him. Chuck, let's kind of change pace. The other day I was heading to Auburn. It was actually August the 8th, and I witnessed right across the road from Tiger Town, there lay the nicest little spotted fawn you've ever wanted to see. But that was the first fawn that I dropped that I had seen. And I think you said you saw one that Sunday, which would have been the 6th. And you did the math and figured out those the doe was conceived on like the first week of January, let's say. That's a good time. I mean, that's the time of year you want your rut in and the doe's being bred. But since then, I've seen a number of them. Well, I've seen two more, I should say. My friends have been seeing them. And I got the same friend. He calls me. And he goes, Rob, I'm right here. I'm on a tractor right here landing this Johnson grass field. It's a spotted fawn. He said, you want me to pick her up and bring her to you? I was like, no, you can't do that. I don't know why he keeps doing that. I think he's doing it just to poke fun. But it is against the law to remove a fawn, or probably any animal for that matter, out of the woods, bring it into captivity. But because people think they make good little pets and stuff, and you do see sometimes evidence on Facebook where somebody will have one, but we need to highly discourage that. People do not need to remove these fawns from the woods. You know, their mother didn't abandon them. You know, the mother will be back, but people think that, you know, all sorts of crazy things, but that's very important.
It is, and so important that Marianne Hudson works with us, and she's over all our rehabilitation systems and things like that. She helps us with regulations on them. And the phone has been ringing off the hook with people with baby deer. She did a video that's up on Facebook explaining why you leave them alone. I mean, the first few weeks of their life, they're laying still trying to avoid predators. The doe is nowhere around. But people that didn't grow up in the country like we did don't understand that, and they see, oh, this poor little baby's being abandoned.
Orphaned.
I've got to help him. Leave him alone. Don't help. You're hurting when you put that animal at risk by bringing it home. Usually it never ends up well.
I'm glad y'all broke into this, because this leads me into a subject I want to talk about today, is our unique state. Every Monday we have a conference call with QDMA, and I'm talking to people across the nation, and it's usually about fundraising and memberships. But we talk deer hunting, and we talk about the conditions, what's going on in other states. Our state is so unique. I mean, you can go right over to Georgia. They're different from South Carolina, Tennessee. Chuck, you've done a lot of fetal studies. I know Rob's helped out. I don't know how much he's helped out, but he's been there with you. You know, I don't know if he's got a true eye.
He's missed a few. I think he's killed one or two. Uh-oh. He holds the light real well.
He holds the light.
I'm batting a
Practice.
Thousand.
Practice.
I'm batting a thousand.
And don't take it wrong, guys, but that's the last job I'd want, to be out there in a summer night or a May night with the bugs and the heat and everything.
Steve doesn't believe me that I saw a nice trophy buck over there on the new WMA over there in Seal.
Angie Creek.
Okay, yep. And Steve still doesn't believe me that I saw this nice buck. Walked right up to him with my light, and he was just sitting there looking.
All I'm going to do is check his ice chest before he gets in the stand. Make sure to check his pockets. You just don't know what he's going to come out with. But the thing is, Chuck, explain a little bit about our Alabama season, the rut, how unique it is.
It's unlike any other state in the nation. When I manage property in Illinois, the first week to 10 days, every deer in the state's running wide open for the rut. It doesn't matter if you're up near Chicago or down near the Kentucky line. You can go to Russell County, and you can hunt peak rut in November, December, January, and February, just depending on what part of that county that you're standing in. So it presents, it's good for the hunter. It's some really unique management issues come up when you're trying to manage that, because those deer breed differently, they act differently. So that's why a lot of people in North Alabama didn't think we needed the 10 days in February. Well, with our fetal data, we can prove that there's Clark County deer that were transplanted back in the 40s and 50s to restock parts of the state up there. Those deer still don't know they're in Clark County, and they rut in February. So it may not be on your property, but if Rob's hunting near Redstone Arsenal, 100% of his deer are rutting in February, so you can't tell him that it's not justified up there.
The rut, and it's a funny thing in the state of Alabama, just like what you said, it's sort of crazy. If you looked at how hunting has evolved in Alabama over the last 25 years, the changes we made, you know, 25 years ago, you could kill a buck a day, but you couldn't shoot a doe. And I don't know how many days we had back then. I think now we have 118.
Yeah,
does that sound right?
Yeah, Chuck? Yeah.
I mean, folks, that's pretty dadgum liberal right there. That's a pretty good season right there. But I've always read these articles talking about, Chuck, buck-to-doe ratio, buck-to-doe ratio. That affects the rut, correct?
It can move it slightly. Genetically, you're not going to be able to impact it in a free-range situation. Those deer are going to breed when they're going to breed. When buck-to-doe ratio and age structure comes in, that's when your rut, instead of being a tight week to 10-day window, it may be spread out over 60 days because there's too many does, too few bucks, and those does don't get bred their first cycle. They may not get bred their second cycle. It may be their third cycle. So instead of it being tight, everybody running around getting it done quick, it's spread out. It makes it harder for the hunters, and it's not as healthy on the deer. So a good balanced buck-to-doe ratio and a good age structure where you've got a lot of old